ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 found in As-Sahif al-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin. Al-Imam Sajjad alayhi salamullah, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he seeks refuge in him from number of vices. We've mentioned a few of them and we got to the part where he says, وَقِلَّةُ الْقَنَاعَةِ, the lack of contentment. And we said it's important for a believer to have contentment. Why? Because he who is content, it means he who is on the right path. It means he who only wants what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved for him in the afterlife. Thus, as a result of that, he does not look at the dunya anymore. He is not trapped by it. He is not chained by it. Why? Because his aim, his focus is somewhere else. Where those who are not, that's where people get into mental illnesses, on top of the fact that having less of everything when it comes to materialistic matter. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi highlights the point in a hadith, a beautiful hadith. He says, Al-qani'u ghaniyun wa in ja'a wa ari. He who is content is rich, is wealthy, even though when he's hungry and he's enclosed. So what the Imam is trying to say is that ghina and wealth is not how much money you have. It's rather if you are in tuned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are moving on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are going towards Allah and then things happen in life where you have less food and thus you become hungry, or you have less wealth, thus you can't buy or afford to buy clothes for yourself, that will not make a difference to you. Why? Because your aim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of Allah, and for the sake of the Akhirah, and for the sake of heaven itself, you are willing to give a sacrifice. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, in a hadith he says, Man qani'a bima razaqahu Allah, he who is content with what Allah has given him, fahuwa min aghna an-nas, for he is the wealthiest of people. And simple again, to become the wealthiest of people, it means you are the most among the people who has iman, right? Because a mu'min is he who is content. And the more contentment a person has, it means he's moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not in touch with the dunya. Lack of contentment comes when I turn my eye towards this materialistic world. When I'm not, then obviously I'm turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So being aghna nas, the wealthiest of people, it means my iman and my belief is so strong and so high that this world makes no difference to me. So it's basically a simple path that me and you have to choose. Either to move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get contentment. We move towards the dunya and we will not be content at all. So when the Imam alayhi salam says to Allah, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in having less contentment," he's literally saying, "I seek refuge in you from having less iman, less faith, less belief in you." Because as we said again and again, lack of contentment, it means lack of iman. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says again, when a man asked him to give him an advice, he says, "Iqna bima qasam Allahu lak." Be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. "Wala tanzur ila ma 'indi ghayrik." And do not look at that which Allah has given other people. "Wala tatamanna ma lasta na'iluhu." And do not hope for things you will never get. "Fa'innahu man qani'a shaba'." For he who is content will be satisfied. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salamullah, which he was advising a person. And then the Imam says to him, "وَمَن لَمْ يَقْنَعْ لَمْ يَشْبَعْ." And he is not content, he will not be satisfied. It's simple. We said with materialistic matter, no matter how much we have, it will never satisfy us. For example, when it comes to food, if I take the hadith literally, the more we eat, the more we want to eat more and more. So I eat a certain type of food and then I get sick of it. I want to change to a different type of food. I eat a different type of food and I want to eat more and more and more. So there's no satisfaction. Why? Because this is what I seek. However, if a person was content, he will be content with a piece of bread. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he says, a dry piece of bread is enough for me. I just need to make sure I'm not going to die literally out of hunger. That's it. Because my aim in life is to serve my Lord, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to serve myself, not to serve my own desires and pleasures. So the Imam says to this person, if you don't have contentment, there will be no satisfaction. And then he says to him, "وَخِذْ حَظُّكَ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ." Do not forget your portion of the afterlife. You know, because ultimately, me and you, we will pass over. We will cross over to the afterlife. And a life which is eternal, not a life which will last 50, 60, 100 years. It's an eternal life, eternity. It's a number that's, you know, mind-boggling. It's the mind just cannot comprehend the concept of eternity. So if I'm going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for eternity, I need to be prepared. I need to take something with me. I need to have, you know, my luck in the afterworld. If I spend it all in here trying to seek and gain things, then obviously I'm losing. Because when I die, I won't take it. And we've seen people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the classical story of Qarun, whom Allah has given him such an amount of wealth that only his treasury required 40 people to carry. Yet, he did not take anything with him. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد